Jesus Christ, His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us.
Let's pray. Father, once again, we come this evening, Lord, to give you thanks, to worship you and adore you, Lord. We are reminded that tonight's the last Sunday night evening of service of the month of November. So as a chorus, Lord, that's the last time we'll be singing it for our monthly chorus, Lord. But it's a reminder to us to give thanks, not just on Thanksgiving Day like many do, Lord, but to thank you every day for the blessings and the things that you have given us on a daily basis. Lord, we ask that this evening you'd be glorified, that you'd be magnified, give Mark the words to say as it's his opportunity to preach for the very first time. May you be magnified and glorified through all he says and does, In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Please take your hymnal, if you would, please. Hymn number 88, Fairest Lord Jesus. Hymn number 88. Hymn number 88 in your bullet or your hymnal, please.
Fairest Lord Jesus, ruler of all nature, O Thou of God and man, the Son, Thee will I cherish, Thee will I honor, Thou my soul's glory, joy, and crown. Fair are the meadows, fairer still the woodlands, robed in the blooming garb of spring. Jesus is fairer, Jesus is purer, who makes the woeful heart to sing. Fair is the sunshine, fairer still the moonlight, and all the twinkling starry host. Jesus shines brighter, Jesus shines purer than all the angels have can boast. Beautiful Savior, Lord of the nations, Son of God and Son of Man, glory and honor, praise, adoration, now and forevermore be thine.
Mr. Frazier, would you ask the blessing on the offering this evening, please?
Thank you.
take your hymnal if you would once again. Hymn number 108. Come, Christians, join to sing. 108. 108.
Come, Christians, join to sing, Alleluia, Amen. Loud praise to Christ our King, Alleluia, Amen. Let all with heart and voice before His throne rejoice. Praise is His gracious choice, Alleluia, Amen. Come, lift your hearts on high, Alleluia, Amen. Let praises fill the sky, Alleluia, Amen. He is our guide and friend, to us He'll condescend. His love shall never end. Alleluia, Amen. Praise yet our Christ again. Alleluia, Amen. Life shall not end the strain. Alleluia, Amen. On heaven's blissful shore, His goodness will adore, singing forevermore, Alleluia, Amen.
And just before the message this evening, hymn number 624. 624, often called the doxology, or the praising of God through song, doxology, hymn number 624. Would you join me by standing once you find it? Maybe you already have it memorized. But 625, I lied. I'm not perfect. 625 this evening.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Excellent. Just before you're seated, why don't you turn around this evening, shake someone's hand, say good evening to them, and tell them how glad you are to see them here.
Glad to have you with us, Pastor.
I'm glad you're here. I don't know how to reach you. I'm going to do announcements first.
Oh, good.
That's what you do. Okay.
More time for me to twiddle my thumbs and pray.
It's in the bulletin.
Drink my water, did you?
I don't think so. I got my glass.
Keep the fellowship. Seems like I'm shorting out.
We're short.
Take your bulletin if you would, please. Let's look at a few announcements for the upcoming week. Notice in your bulletin, Hi-Fi, teenagers, those of you 7th through 12th, we will meet Thursday night, 7 o'clock to 8:30. We are looking forward to having Mark Reynolds be our devotion giver on Thursday night. Shouldn't be the same message as preaching tonight, but it better be. But I'll talk more about that in a moment. But next Sunday night after the evening service, you're all invited over to my wife and I and daughter's house just across the road. We'd like to invite you over for our Christmas open house. We have this each year, and my wife makes different types of breads and yummies, candies and so forth. So you're all invited over just after the evening service next week. And then you can stay for a while. You can stay for a long time. You don't have to stay very long if you don't want to. I'd just like to have you over. It's an opportunity for us just to show how much we appreciate you and have you into our home. December 12th, during the morning service. Our children's Sunday school Christmas program practice is next Sunday, followed also by the 12th. We have a lot to do during those two sessions, so if you'd like your children to be a part of the Christmas Sunday school Christmas program, please have them here. A major mix-up, the adult Christmas program is December 19th. The sign-up sheet is in the foyer. The sign-up sheet is full, but I have to ask you to do me a favor. I say amen, but we only need 3 women and we need 5 men. I have something like 7 women and 2 guys. So if you really don't want to have to do it, maybe you're just signing up to be generous, and I really appreciate that, and you really don't want to do it, I give you permission to scratch your name off. So it doesn't happen very often. But then we have a problem. I'll be calling you back saying, look, you scratched your name off, but you're not getting off that easily. But if we happen to have something like 5 women that will not scratch their names off, we'll have to do some kind of tryout or something like that. I'd rather not be in that position, but it's nice to have too many than not enough for once. But I think we still need 1 or 2 guys to sign up. So please look at the list, and I'll be contacting you this week and making sure I get a script into your hands, because next Sunday night, then at 5 o'clock before the evening service, we will have our first practice. So please be aware of that. There is Christmas caroling on the 19th after the evening service with the youth group. Transportation's a problem. Teens, let me know. We can get you home. That's not a problem. Adults, you're welcome to come with us. We're going to go and see some of the folks that we haven't been able to see lately. And hopefully get to go see Steve Mills as well. We got the chance to do it last year. We'd like to do that again this year. The ladies' Christmas program is coming up December 21st. December 25th is Christmas. It's a Saturday this year. And then on December 31st is the youth rally lock-in at Oak Grove Baptist Church. More information to come on that as we get closer to the date. This evening, Tim's not back yet. I'm going to keep talking. Because I want him to be able to hear all that you have to say. But this evening we have the opportunity to have Mark Reynolds preach for us. He's a little nervous, but he'll do just fine. Several months ago, John Tilson, his school administrator, came to me and said that Mark needs an extra credit to graduate. Would you be willing to work with him so he can get half a credit point? And I said, sure, what's required? And he said, well, whatever you want him to do. Well, with that kind of a loaded opportunity, I took advantage of it. And you haven't seen him doing a lot of the things that he's been required to do, but he's been doing a fantastic job so far. I'd say A-. Okay. 4.0. He's been doing a great job. He led devotions for us several weeks ago during youth group, and he has the next 2 Thursday nights to do it as well. And then tonight he's also preaching. So his opportunity to preach tonight comes both in the way of his willingness to do it, but also his requirement to do it. So I remember the first time I preached, it was I preached on my life verse, Matthew 5:16, and changed my life as to how I looked at that verse and how I preached. So tonight Mark is having his first opportunity to preach as well. Do you want me to say anything more?
Keep going.
Okay. Jonathan Humphrey preached for us after he had turned 18, and that was kind of my rule for my guys in the youth group, that when they turn 18, they have the opportunity to preach. So tonight's kind of Mark's turn as well. And Mark, we appreciate all the work that you've put into this. I have taught him the best I can, so if he flubs up massively, you can point the fault on myself. I've taught him how to come up with a sermon title, how to come up with points, how to go back in the Hebrew and the Greek and look up words. So we'll see how well he does, and I'm sure he'll do just fine. Mark, why don't you come, present the word, and share with us what God did in your heart. I'll be the foyer if you need me.
Oh. I hope so. All right. Well, it's a privilege and honor to come and speak tonight to you about God's word. And I'd like to start off with, how was your all's Thanksgiving? Good. Ours was pretty unique this year. Usually our Thanksgiving goes by without a problem, without a thing, and this year it was pretty interesting. Everything went normal. We had our turkey and some green bean casserole this year with some fried onions and cranberry sauce, and Mom decided to make some noodles this year. That was a nice new addition that we had this year. And mashed potatoes and gravy, but we really didn't have Mom's dinner rolls this year. And I'll tell you why. Well, every year we've usually watched the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade. And we were all in there watching the TV, and she decided to come over, and she decided to watch it with us. Well, she had put her rolls in there, and she had turned the oven all the way on, and decided to leave them in there and didn't think about going back. And before you knew it, 45 minutes went by, and we started smelling smoke. Oh, yeah. And we came back. I came back. I opened it, and I'm like, hey, Mom, I think your rolls are done. She's like, they're still in there? I'm like, yeah, you thought I was going to take them out? But those things were as black as could be. I could have probably taken them outside and played baseball with them. They were hard as a rock. Probably would have broke some windows, too. But allow me to tell you a couple of things about the original things about Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, or as Thanksgiving Day we call it, is celebrated on the fourth Thursday in November and has been an annual tradition for the United States since 1863. When during the Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln proclaimed the National Day of Thanksgiving to be celebrated on Thursday, November 26th, which is where we still celebrate it today. The event that Americans commonly call the first Thanksgiving was celebrated to give thanks to God for helping the pilgrims of Plymouth Colony to survive the first brutal winter in New England. The first Thanksgiving feast lasted for 3 days. That's a long time. Today, our average time is a day, unless if any of you out there have it longer than a day. But I don't think that happens often. Oh, yeah, leftovers. But, yeah. Well, actually, this year we had two Thanksgivings. When we were up in Arkansas visiting family, we had a Thanksgiving dinner there because we then realized that we weren't going to be able to come back this time because I had to preach today. So we decided to have Thanksgiving there, so we had Thanksgiving twice in a row. It was really nice. And lots of leftovers. But it says The event that Americans commonly called the first Thanksgiving was celebrated to give thanks to God, and the feast lasted for 3 days, providing enough food for 53 pilgrims and 90 Native Americans. The feast consisted of cod, eels, bass, shellfish like clams, lobsters, mussels, and wildfowl like ducks, geese, swans, or turkey. I have never tried ducks, geese, or swans, but I've always tried turkey. It seems to be good food this time of year. They had berries of fruit, peas, pumpkin, onions, barley, and wheat. And the New England colonists were accustomed to regularly celebrating Thanksgivings as a day of prayer, thanking God for blessings such as a military victory at the end of a drought. Thanksgiving nowadays is the time that we all gather together to spend time with our family and to thank God for all that He has provided. It is a time of worship for our Lord and King Jesus Christ. But we shouldn't just thank Him on Thanksgiving Day. We should always be thanking Him. We should always be praising Him. We should always be worshiping Him. But before I go any further, I'd like to pray and ask God to bless this time. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank You for the day You have given us to provide for us. And I thank You for all the people that are willing to come out tonight to hear Your word, Lord. Help me to realize that these aren't my words, that these are Your words, Lord, that that's coming from Your word. And then just please bless this time, Lord, in Your name. Amen. Please take your Bibles with me tonight and turn to Psalm 104. And we're going to be looking at verses 4 and 5 tonight. If you lose your place, we have the passage written in the bulletin. Sometimes I drop my Bible and I'll have to look there. I'll get my Bible out too. All right. In Psalm 104, it says, "Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts of praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures all generations." Now, I would like to kind of have a detailed look in this. For the past couple weeks, I've been studying pretty long hours on this verse. And that's the verse that I chose a while back with Pastor to speak with you tonight. But I'd like to start out with the couple of words that really stood out to me. The first word is His gates. Now, the gates that He's talking about is the gates that go to His presence. Like, I don't know if you've seen much on any of the newer houses, but some of the older houses, like some over here in Shiny Hills, I did notice that a couple of those houses still have the big gates. Those are the kind of gates that I like to think of when it's talking about that. Okay. The next word that I thought about was the Thanksgiving. And it says that we'll enter his gates with thanksgiving. Now, thanksgiving is a Hebrew, I had a word for it, is the Hebrew word for it is todah. And it's basically a word for praise, thanks, and just to give him an offering. This also, adoration was another word I looked at too when I was looking at Thanksgiving. And I remember that song, "O Come All Ye Faithful." And towards the end of the verse, it talks about, "O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him." And you all know the rest of the song. But adoration is pretty much the longer version of adore. So that's what I like to think of. The next word I would like to talk to you about is in his courts. Enter his gates of thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Now, I like to think of it as like a courtyard. Have any of you ever been to Olivet Baptist Church? Over in that building, for a while, they had this courtyard. It was really nothing. It was just a big place that was full of dead grass and weeds. And they finally fixed it up. It just looks amazing. It is a very nice courtyard. And that's one of the ways our building is very unique at Olivet. It's one of the very few buildings I see nowadays with a courtyard. So I like to think of it as like that. So the next passage I'd like to read is to be thankful to him and bless his name. Now, there are many ways that we could be thankful for him by thanking him for all the stuff that he has given us. What are some things that we can think about that he has given us? Salvation? Life, love, health, and happiness. Family. His word. Life. Yes. Salvation. Sorry, what was that? Oh. Sorry. A home and a job. Having a roof over our heads. Being able to stay afloat financially. But that's just something that we can all always be thankful for, is the things that he provides for us, the things that he is willing to give us to make sure that we are all taken care of. And the next word that I was looking at here is and to enter his courts of praise. Praise is another one that really stuck out to me. To like praise, for example, we can sing praises from a hymn to glorify and honor him. Or we can praise him by following him and reading his words, or like doing devotionals every morning, or just having a good, strong walk with God is another good way that we could praise him and worship him. Glorify and honor him. Be thankful that. And enter his courts of praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. We already talked about thankful is just another word for thanksgiving. And the other one that was to bless him. For example, I had a thought. For example, like how we're blessed with salvation. Like how originally we really didn't deserve it, because Romans 23, it says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And God was gracious enough, and he had the mercy to give us the salvation by sending his son to die on the cross for our sins. And that is one of the words that I thought about is bless, is how he's able to bless us through for all those things. And I want to go over to verse 5. "For the Lord is good, for his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generation." For the Lord is good. He is very good. He Like I said earlier, he was able to die on the cross. He's always taken care of us. He's just what are some things that are good about him? He's faithful. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. His promises. He always has the truth. Mm-hmm. His care, his mercy. But all those things. Just all those things can describe how good he is. And his mercy is everlasting. Well, we talked about that just a second ago. And actually, I do have a kind of a short story I'd like to share with you about mercy. During this time, I don't know if you all have worked at a grocery store or not, but during the Thanksgiving season is when we get a lot of people, and sometimes a lot of people like to take advantage of shoplifting. So I have a funny story here. It's about a Walmart and how a person was trying to steal a turkey. It was Monday before Thanksgiving. Bobby Evans, now don't get this confused with Bob Evans, the restaurant owner. Well, he crafts in a Walmart in Worcester, Massachusetts. Other customers gathered around him, and the first aider was summoned. It did not look good for Bobby. There was blood coming out of his ear, his face looked white, and he was unconscious. The store manager knowingly dialed 911, and the medical team arrived, and the first thing they did was take off Bobby's hat. To everyone's amazement, inside was a partially frozen turkey. What had happened was the turkey had gotten so cold, and it brought him in kind of a shock when he put it on his head. And it was so cold, it caused him to pass out. So he just fell on the floor, and the blood that was running down his head was actually the turkey de-thawing on his head. But they thought that he had gotten a brain injury and everything. But as it was Thanksgiving, the manager took pity, and rather than the prosecuting the shoplifter, he gave him the partially thawed bird and sent Bobby on his way. He did not want that bird. It was on his head. Now, 2 days later, after the manager got a letter from Bobby apologizing for his behavior, and he also thanked the manager for not prosecuting him for his actions. He apologized, and in the envelope was $15, the price that he, the cost of the turkey. And all was forgiven. It makes me think about how God has saved us and how he has shown mercy to us no matter what we have done, no matter what kind of sin we've done, and no matter how bad we have sinned against him. He still has love, mercy, and compassion for us. And because of what Christ has done for us, we should worship him always. And let me read. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts of praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures for all generations. But I say again, we shouldn't just worship him on Thanksgiving, but we should always be worshiping him. We should always have a worship-centered living for our Christ, our Lord and Savior. I think let's pray, and I will turn it back over to the pastor. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you so much that we were able to come into your word tonight and learn more about you. And I thank you for teaching us how you're always merciful and how we should be thanking you always. And just please help us to worship you, Lord, whenever and all things, not just on Thanksgiving, but worship you always, Lord. And I thank you for all that you've done, Lord, in your name. Amen.
Boy, if I let you preach every week and you let them out that early, I wouldn't have a job. Let's see. Take your hymnal, if you would, this evening one last time. Turn with me to No. And I don't have the words. Okay, even better. I didn't realize I wasn't in our hymnal. You will join me by standing as we sing hymn number, let me find it real fast, 563. I now understand what you meant, Lyle. That didn't make any sense to me really when you asked it, but I had chosen a song that we were going to have the words up on the screen, and I had forgotten to put the words up on the screen. So we're not going to do that. 563, count your blessings. Name them one by one. We have so much to be thankful for. And thank you, Mark, for bringing that message to us from Psalm chapter 100, verses 4 and 5. Let's sing this evening. It's the first and the fourth stanza of 563. During the worst of times, when you are discouraged, remember, He's there. When a blob life spills, you are tempest-tossed. When you are discouraged, thinking all is lost. Count your many blessings, name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend. Help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. This evening, rather than myself, that's fine, you can play. This evening, rather than myself standing in the back of the room to shake your hand, I'm going to ask Mark to take my place this evening. He did all the work tonight, so just say thank you to him for sharing God's word with us. You are dismissed.